Hello, am I speaking with Richard Mendieta?
You're speaking to him.
Hi, Richard. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling you anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay, thank you so much for letting me know. And, well, perfect. And how old are you, sir? You're older than 18 years old and registering to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And what is the chance that you will vote in this November general election for president in the United States? You're 100%. Okay. Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And what is your age?
I don't know what that to do with anything.
Oh, if you don't want to ask, not a problem. Perfect, not a problem. So what racial, or in this case, what racial or ethnic group best describe you? A white Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, Black African American, Asian American, Native American, other, or you don't want a response?
Hispanic.
Hispanic? Okay, thank you so much for that information. Please raise your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president on the United States. 10 is extremely motivated, and 0 is you're not motivated at all.
10.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know that, sir. And now I'm going to read you a list of person. After I read this person, please let me know if you approve or disapprove their job, okay? So I'm going to read you the name of some persons. After I read this for the name of the person, please let me know if you approve or disapprove the work that they are doing, okay?
Right.
Thank you. First one is Sherrod Brown as a senator?
Yes.
Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Joe Biden as a president?
Approve.
Approve?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Marcy Kaptur?
Approved.
Approved. And Donald Trump as former president?
Disapproved.
Disapproved. Okay. Thank you so much. Perfect. So now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read you this this person and this public institution, please let me know if you agree or disagree, or if you like or if you don't like, okay?
All right.
Perfect. So Donald Trump, you like, dislike?
Dislike.
Like?
Dislike.
Dislike.
Hate. Hate. Donald. H-A-T-E.
Oh. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Democrat in Congress?
Like.
Like, okay. First Energy?
Dislike.
Dislike. Joe Biden?
Like.
Okay, Marcy Kaptur?
Like.
Like. Republicans in Congress?
Dislike.
Okay, Derek Marin?
Who?
Derek Marin.
I don't know him.
You don't know him? Okay. Thank you so much. Excellent, thank you so much. And if the election of for the United States Congress was today, will you vote for the Democrat or you vote for the Republicans?
Democrats.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for president was today, so you vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Joe Biden,
no.
Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Perfect. And if the election for Senate were today, so will you vote for the Democrat Sherrod Brown, or you vote for the Republican Bernie Moreno?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown. Okay, thank you so much for that.
And are we almost done with this? I got something going on. Are we almost done with this?
Oh, yes, I almost finished. Thank you so much for your patience, and I'm going to do this real quick, okay? And if the election of the U.S. United States Congress were today, so do you're going to vote for the Democrat Marcy Kaptur or for the Republican Derek Merritt?
The Marcy Kaptur.
Marcy, okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Is there any chance, maybe in this case, that you can... Is there any chance that you might consider voting for the Republican Derek Merritt, or in this case, you don't want to vote for the Republican Derek Merritt at all?
None whatsoever. No chance.
Awesome. Perfect. So now I'm going to read you one statement that some people have made about the Democrat Marcy Kaptur, okay? Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp of the failed liberty agenda of Joe Biden, voting for the higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. Based on what you hear right now, so do you still like to vote for this Marcy Kaptur? You don't want to vote for Marcy Kaptur at all, or you don't know if you want to vote for her or not?
It's Marcy Kaptur. It's not Marcy Kaptur. It's Marcy Kaptur. And yes, I'll vote for her.
Okay. Perfect. So now I'm going to read you the statements about Derek Merritt, okay? And, well, in this case, Derek Merritt has a long of dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproduction rights. Even so, the votes of Ohio, in this case, just give me 1 second. I don't know what happened with the question. Let me read it once again. Derek Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio vote overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Merritt support a federal ban that would overturn Ohio law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or insist. Merritt even wrote the legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. So do you still like this person, Derek Merritt, or you dislike Derek Merritt?
I never said I like him. I think he's a piece of shit.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know that question. I almost finished. And based on what you hear right now, what is the best reason that you want to vote with the Republican Derek Merritt?
I don't want to vote for him.
Okay, dislike?
Yeah, I dislike him.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that. I almost finished. Sometimes over the course of this interview and this survey, people change their mind. So I'm going to ask you again, if the general election for the Congress was today, in this case, for what person do you vote? For the Democrat Marcy Kaptur or for the Republican Derek Merritt?
Marcy Kaptur. Don't even ask about that other guy.
Okay, perfect. So in this case, what is the first reason that you want to vote with for the Republican Derek Merritt?
Because Republicans suck.
Republicans suck, just kidding. Excellent, I almost finished. And well, perfect. So in the last year, what is the last year of schooling that you have complete? First off, excuse me?
14, 2 years of college.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And regardless how you have previously voted, do you think that yourself as a Democrat and Republican, So regardless about why you vote the previous elections, so do you describe yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
Democrat,
okay. Perfect. And how important is for you the politics in the United States?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
So how important is for you the politics in the United States?
How important is it for me to what? Politically?
Yeah. Politics.
Well, that's what we have. We have politics. We have to vote one or the other. So we don't want totalitarianism. We don't want authoritarianism. We don't want a fascist.
Okay, understood. Perfect. And well, in the previous 2020 election for president, did you vote for Joe Biden Oh, for Donald Trump.
Joe Biden. Are we almost done here? I really gotta go.
Actually, yeah. I already finished the survey. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a nice day.
Sure.